spacer. The horn is not, that's what it's for, basically. What it's not for is a, an excitational kind of time, or a, putting down of people, or making negative remarks. We have had a great meeting so far, and we want to keep things positive. So this is, rather than ridicule, this is to positive and promote and come up with things you think we're need of to make us all aware of where we can move to. I think we're probably enough close proximity here. We won't worry about using the mic. And I'll play the moderator a little bit and try to keep a little control of the meeting, although I intend to make it as open as possible. So if you have something you want to say, just raise your hand. I'll call on you. And we'll go from there.
Have them say their names, if you would, before they speak.
But for the sake of the minutes, Andy, taking down minutes, we need you to tell us your name and lot number, and we'll go from there. And let's see, it's now 2:02, so if we run out of things to talk about, we'll stop. But if not, we'll go for approximately an hour. All right.
Need her?
Yeah. Right. Jeff has a good question. I had the same question. I just figured she had read one thing wrong on the total number of ballots, because we only have 300 lots. And I think she read, and so we might have only had 275 ballots, but I think she said 575. So we're just going to clarify
votes
that right now.
Votes were out there.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
How
many votes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're good.
She didn't say how many ballots.
Yes, okay.
She called ballots.
Yes. Okay, so that makes sense then. Okay. All right, let's begin. Yes.
Comment one.
Let's see what time. Name and lot.
Lot 9 and lot 5.
Okay.
The people who worked out the podunk area said this could hurt them.
Yes.
Extended area beyond the main road.
What just happened? You know, the road comes up just before it dips. It turns and goes down.
Yes.
Well, somebody has, and I'm assuming that county grader, but it's just a park there. It has been extended in a straight line almost out to the foot. Right where you turn it comes down. Is there a road that
that she might have said
Hey, my mistake was I said the total number of official ballots counted. What I should have said is total number of official votes counted. Of course, every ballot has the option for 3 votes. I went through and totaled the votes received by every person in order to get that number, so I was off by missaying what I counted. So, and thanks for reminding. I have changed that for next year.
How many ballots you cast?
192.
Did you give us the count of the other numbers?
I can get that to you right now, actually.
So she'll give her those numbers for our minutes. Okay another... I'll bring up one item I'd like to talk about for just a minute. And is Dirk? Is Dirk still here? Yeah, okay. As you know, we entered into a 3-year agreement with the county, I believe, for a where we as a trial basis to see how it went. We had a memorandum of understanding with them for the use of our main road going up through the ranch. Let's see. I probably don't know all the particulars on what we agreed to at the time, and maybe we should have Dirk review that with us real quick. Would you be willing to do that?
Well, it's a pretty simple concept. It was an agreement that allowed the county and the public to go through there, primarily so the county could better maintain roads north of the ranch, and with permission that the county could do some maintenance also on the Meadow Canyon Road, but not an obligation for the county to maintain roads.
Okay. And to my knowledge, I don't think they've dropped the blade on our side. This year... is the third year. And if we don't disagree or if we don't change our minds or whatever, then we are more locked into a kind of a permanent situation. Is that right? So, we've done a couple of traffic studies on the road. And as scientific as we could be, the traffic has increased considerably. And I think it was the 4th of July. Did we do that one on the 4th? So on the holiday, it was tremendous. And here are a few concerns. These are not things to say that we don't want to continue on. These are a few things to consider and think about. Where we have had a little bit of trouble, of course, we have the same trouble sometimes with our own members is speeding on the road. And with the county, we requested, I think it was 4 traffic signs. And the preliminary talk from the board is we'd like to increase signage because, one, we're having a lot of speeding of what we people have observed to be non-members. The other thing, they only have the right to drive on the road and pass through the ranch. But many times they have stopped at the gravel pit, unloaded all our 4-wheelers and bikes, and then gone tearing everywhere on the ranch. So education is a thing. We might request more signage as they first enter the road that says, if you're not a member of DSOR, stop and read this. And it says da-da-da-da-da because they've also unloaded their machines and things at the ponds, where they're not supposed to turn off the road and go down into the ponds. And so they've then continued on with recreating in that area on our roads all around there and leaving trash. So a lot of things have been observed. One, it's an increase in traffic, which we knew would be a consequence. But it's also that there's not an understanding of these people that they guess they can go on through. County doesn't own the road. They have a right of passage, but they don't own the road. And so one of our main concerns is they've been found up Crawford, the end of Vance's Road, having a donut party. They've been all over the place. We don't know. The county may have suggestions. We think education is probably the best thing. And so much more signage and maybe some more speed limit signs. Once in a while, when they've been stopped by people like Brent Fulmer or others, members and queried or questioned, sometimes we've gotten didn't know answers. Sometimes we've gotten kind of belligerent. I can be here answers. And so we're not sure how to tackle those things. And what were some of the other concerns that we had?
Trash.
Yeah, a lot of throwing things out the windows and trash on our roads. I think our own members are pretty good about not doing that, but these other people that are coming in are not so caring about our place. Oh, yes. That was a question that we thought, Dirk, we'd like to suggest that perhaps the county attorney could address this. Because we have been able to document, we haven't written down everything, but we're maybe going to have an incident report kind of things filled out where people are speeding that aren't members. If they were to get in an accident and there was a death, we are quite sure we would be involved in the lawsuit if there was a lawsuit. Can the county, by granting this ongoing easement, should we choose to do so, can we have some, just like an insurance where you're listed as a additional insured thing, or because we don't want to bear that full burden. That's one thing we worry about.
I can answer. You've listed about four or five things. I think the issue number one is go away until there's four or five things that are irritating before you talk to the county.
And that's what we've talked about this year, and we know the year's coming up. So
I know the first time there were two or three concerns, we said, hey, call 911. Don't be hesitant. Don't be, if you've got a problem, if you've got a license plate number, let us know. If you want more signs, we put up every sign that has been requested. We're happy to put up more signs.
And we appreciate that.
And I kind of think that the signs that are up now, in my opinion, are just too small.
Mm-hmm.
Because
no passing. This is a passage only.
Yeah, well, there is a sign there that says this is a through, something to that nature, right, when you go in.
Yeah.
But it's too small. And so I mentioned to Dave Harris, if he's the roads guy, we need Dave John to feel comfortable to know here's your three phone numbers that you need to call. Here's the sheriff, for instance. Here's the road guys if there's issues. And we'll kind of look at those things. In terms of insurance, we do not have insurance that we can offer for those kinds of things on easements. But there's pretty good case law, and I think that you having a county easement probably gives you a lot better situation than if you didn't have a county easement, where they would bring us into it rather than the association. But there's pretty broad case law that if you're out doing unsafe things and have an accident, you're not going to be successful in suing the landowner for your activities. Only exceptions are when you kind of purposely create something, like if you went out and with your backhoe were digging a trench across the road and you didn't put up a barricade or something like that, where there's kind of blatant issues. And so you can probably stay up at night and envisioning all the long issues, but I don't think that there's been a successful litigation on road issues that I've known of in decades, even though there have been a few attempts.
You triggered a thought. My thought was they might claim that the road was not maintained adequately. Because I think, do we have an agreement that we have to maintain the road to a certain level of maintenance?
We chose purposely not to put that burden on the association or on the county. And I think when you start putting those things, and then you start finding the liability.
The other thing that triggered was with our proof of we have lots more traffic, We're wondering if we know that the county does not want to agree to maintain because it's a private road, this and that.
It's not really true.
Yeah?
The reason why we chose not to do that was the association didn't want the county messing up their road. That was the tone of the conversation. And so we said, okay, we'll be careful to repair it enough that we can get through if we need to. But we have permission to do a little bit of limited maintenance. But just like we have taken over the Sly Canyon entrance road now, I don't think there would be a resistance if you wanted to discuss some of those things.
Well, we were thinking about the fact that we have more traffic, asking for maybe some participation in providing some road base.
I think what you'd be able to ask for is participation in maintenance.
Okay.
And they would maintain it and how they maintain it.
Okay.
What is the feeling of the membership if we enter into that asking for participation in maintenance? And again, tell us what our... what are we putting our foot into?
Bill, if you guys don't want this easement, we're happy to not provide it.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be something that's viewed as mutually beneficial. If it's not beneficial for Deer Springs, to know that the county would have better access to those northern roads. And you could make a phone call and say, hey, county, there's a... this problem on this road and know that there would be some response there. If that's not seen as beneficial to the association, I would say cancel the easement.
Well, to our knowledge, the county only came, it might even be more than a year, the one time that we're aware of, it came this summer one time and went around the Pink Loop. That's the only time we're aware that they came at all.
Well, they've come every time they've been called.
Yep.
So we can call for work on the Forest Service.
Absolutely. Generally speaking, we don't have a road inspector driving every road in the county saying, oh, there's a new road that needs to be maintained. We rely on the public and on the users of the roads to make a phone call. And then we add them to the list and we go do them. Other than that, we generally try to get all the roads once or twice a year. So your assessment that they came one time this year would probably be very routine in county maintenance.
Yes. I got a statement to make, maybe, or a question, I don't know what it is.
Louder, John.
I got something to say. One time, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody here, I heard that if we didn't agree to this, that the gate would be locked and nobody could use it. Is that true?
Well, you certainly have control to choose if you want to lock or unlock the gate.
No,
the easement doesn't exist.
The comment that I heard was if we didn't agree to the MOU with the county, that the county would lock the gate and the ranch members couldn't go access out back. So basically, it was like kind of a blackmail.
Absolutely a bald-faced
blackmail. You're going to correct me if I'm wrong. That's a statement that I heard.
The county is not going to
lock
the
private
property.
Well, I heard it.
What you may have heard is the Forest Service was considering closing down some of those roads up in that area. And they had them scheduled to close. We went in and fought and said no. That's access to private property. It's a north access to private property. Those need to be open. We participated quite aggressively in preventing those roads from being closed down in the Forest Service motorized travel plan. And I suspect that will happen again and again every time they do their plans, that somebody's going to have to stand up to keep roads open, because that's kind of the general nature of roads on federal grounds, unfortunately. And so the county showing that we do some kind of routine maintenance is one of the evidences that allows you to keep that road open. And so you might have heard some conversation about that, but no, the county's never going to lock somebody in their private property. And the county, I've never seen a single road that the county's closed without a petition from landowners in my firm.
Yeah.
The issue 3 or 4 years ago was the Forest Service said we're not going to be good roads unless it's possible as long as there's things there to go off of the street. That would be the issue. They felt we were locking them out. And they did say we will not repair the flood damage and work on that road. The Forest Service, however, they were facing their hesitancy on the fact that they thought the deer space was going to keep the gate locked. The deer space locked.
So locking the road for the deer hunt, so we don't encourage, or so many days or a year to keep it private, motivation. That shouldn't be motivation for them to say what they're saying.
So it was written in there that we did have that option. Close it during certain times.
In the MOU, it does say that we can.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have a copy of it right here.
Okay.
Generally speaking, the Forest Service, and this has happened all throughout Utah, they have said we're no longer going to be in the road maintenance business. If a county doesn't step up and own that road, then, you know, they feel like those roads should be closed. And so up on the, like the Duck Creek area, we just have gone through a formalized process with them on a number of roads up there to maintain those and take those responsibilities over. And they've actually given us dedicated easements, finally, that we've been asking for up there on the major roads.
Yeah.
And we'll be pushing for those things here as well, because that's the only assurance that we have that 100 years from now that'll still be a road.
Maybe you could clarify that statement one more time. So you would be pushing for a dedicated easement rather than just a right of passage on our Meadow Canyon Road? On the Forest Service property. Okay.
Yes. So right now we have a legal claim on those roads, but that legal claim could be strengthened by us having a written easement granted from them. Mm-hmm. And we just were successful getting some of our first written easements in this last 3 weeks from them on other properties.
So if you're successful there, do you intend to then pursue the other?
Yeah.
Now, even if, okay, I think maybe we should brainstorm just for a second and list a few of the pluses and minuses on this. So you take this down. So the positives for keeping with our MOU are that we're hopeful that the county, and if we make, sounds like we make requests more often, that they will maintain like the Pink Loop and up through the Crawford Pass. And so that's a big plus. We're doing the MOU.
And as well as maintain the legal right to go on them.
Okay, that'd be number two, maintaining the legal right. That would be of assistance to you. But if we did not agree to the MOU anymore, wouldn't you still do those things?
I don't think that we would. The problem is for us to take equipment up around and through Garfield County and down into those areas is impractical.
Yeah, I can see that. Does everybody understand that?
Confused. Once you pass the green gate, you're in the forest land, correct? So the county, you're saying, maintains the forest road past that?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Forest Service
pretty much maintains every road in the county, no matter whose land it is,
okay. Other
than UDOT or cities. And that's just been a slide over the last 20 years. You know, the BLM used to have their own graders, and the Forest Service used to have their own graders, and they used to do regular maintenance on those lands. But our Forest Service here, for example, was told that their budget for road maintenance, this was 2 or 3 years ago, was going to be completely removed. And so they have no budget to do those kind of things. It was one of the things that was cut. And secondly, they were told that they needed to close by mileage 50% of the miles of their road, because it was felt that there were too many roads in the forest. And they have done that. You know, they've, you know, trimmed down. We kind of fought with them a lot about don't close this road, don't close this road. And it's been kind of a frustrating process where roads have been closed without any real reason other than to just chalk up their mileage.
Okay, so the first two items that we've listed as positive are pretty important, it sounds like to me.
Yeah, and let me say, when we went through that fight, the Forest Service was telling us, County, you can't really make a valid public claim on this road up here because the Deer Springs gate is locked. And so it strengthened our argument tremendously to say, yes, we've now worked out this agreement with Deer Springs. We are maintaining those roads. And we have successfully been able to move that issue aside, at least for this round of issues.
Okay. Yeah. Since I'm in charge of the road, I need to ask a question. You mentioned calling, and you were going to give me some phone numbers. You already talked to me. He's already talked to me about this a little while ago. I need to clarify, if I'm to call about maintenance on the road, do I call about maintenance going up through the forest and you automatically come, or do I call about maintenance on ours?
Right now there is no maintenance on yours.
Okay.
If you'd like to call on that, I suspect you'd probably get a favorable response on the Meadow Canyon Road.
Well, here's been one of my concerns with the roads. We didn't set up some cameras just to check how many people were coming through. And just to see where we stood. There was well over 300 in a two-week period that went up Meadow Canyon. And then we put a camera over in Slide just to have a comparison, and there were 17 in the same period. So we know there's a lot of traffic going up this road. And as such, every time a car goes through, it pushes gravel over into the gutter on the side. And when you look, we can see a lot of gravel in that gutter. And I was pushing, and you're probably saying that I should go it a different way, the way I'm reading it, that, okay, maybe the county wouldn't maintain our roads because it's a private road with public money. Maybe we could get gravel, some road base, delivered to our gravel pit and we'd spread it ourselves. But I think you said that wasn't really the way to do it a while ago. The way to do it is to actually ask you to do something.
Yeah, there's no issue whether it's private or public. Again, when this was started, and I can't remember who some of the concerns were, maybe Larry can remember, but there was more concern about, County, we're not sure we like how you maintain roads. Don't be tearing up our road if you're going to be driving through here. Maybe it's okay if you drop the blade down and smooth it out if you're needed to, but otherwise kind of leave it alone.
I wasn't aware of that.
And so that's kind of the mode I think our maintenance crew has been operating on. Don't bug them. Yes, maintain the Scootum Paw Road. Yes, maintain the Slide Canyon Road. But the Meadow Canyon Road, they kind of, you know, don't damage it, but don't, you know, go changing the grades or don't
So we don't have to change the MOU to request that?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we just need to make a decision amongst us.
And I think, you know, when we first started it, I know Brent was the one that came down and met with us in some meetings, and we talked about different things, but if there's more of a want for the county to, you know, I'll ask. Maybe they'll even be willing to totally maintain the Meadow Canyon Road. But if we ask that, and then they do start doing maintenance, you know, they, I know even you've had a good task over on Slide Canyon. They've maintained it two or three times this year. I've had at least one person tell me they wish they wouldn't have once because they caused more problems than they solved. I don't know if that's general consensus or not. So they're not trying to create problems in what they're doing.
There was a little going back and forth of, say, maybe you could do it this way, you know, a little diplomatic discussion to probably iron that out, right?
Right. I think what's missing in this whole conversation is no conversation.
if we did choose that option, what kind of, what would be a negative thing for us?
I don't think there'd be a negative thing. I'll ask Larry to comment because he's kind of knows a little bit. You know, what do you think, Larry?
My only the negative I would see is the county is on a certain time schedule. I mean, they've got so many roads, they can only grade roads at a certain time. And these roads out here have to be graded according to moisture. Mm-hmm. So if you don't grade it when the moisture is correct, you do more damage than good.
Mm-hmm. So can we not best be working on the same road?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Dirk's comment about the county's bladed Slide Canyon twice this year. I think Paul's graded once, maybe twice, and I've graded it once or twice. And each time, there's benefits done and there's damage done, depending on what. And my comment to Dirk earlier this summer was the first time the county graded it, it was bone dry, chalk, dirt, brick hard, and they graded it. And so it's just a big, fluffy dirt patch, and 2 days later, it rained like crazy, and our wilderness survival group pulled the crap out of it, Wingate, and so it would have been better off had that grading not taken place. A week or two later, the county graded it, because of the moisture, it was amazing. And Paul went in and graded it, and it was much beneficial, so it's just a timing thing. The county has only X number of dollars and hours and equipment. It's got to be one end of the county or the other, and the day that it's here may not be the appropriate day to grade.
Okay, well, I think the mechanics of it could be worked out. The principle of it is we now have a lot much better understanding. Thank you, Dirk, for letting us, for knowing that. And we've been hesitant to write a letter and in a way that's not too demanding. And could you please help? You know, we've been a little shy, I think.
Yeah, don't be shy and don't feel like you got to go through a big, long, formal process.
Okay.
Send me an email and say, hey, we noticed this yesterday. Can somebody address it? Or, hey, we like these signs, but we want them to be twice as large. Or we want a new sign here or something. I think Vance was very helpful in coming up with the exact verbiage.
Yes, Vance volunteered to continue on with that.
I think it'd be time to take another look at that, and I'm concerned as well if there's traveling public that comes through here that doesn't somehow get the message. The next, 4 miles, you must stay on the road.
Yeah.
You have no ability to go off this road. It is a through traffic only. And somehow that message, I agree, needs to be much more clear than that little sign that I'm not sure anybody's really reading right now.
Right.
if there's areas that are specifically a problem that travel threat delays, then we need bigger signs specifically in those areas speaking to what the problem is. That people that do it don't have the excuse of, well, I didn't know.
Well, there is one right there at the fish pond, but again, it's small, and it's when you're going around the corner, and I don't think there's one at the gravel pit. That's kind of a new nuisance area.
Okay. Dan, then Joe.
Who will maintain the forest growth and north of the game?
That's Patty.
Yes.
Are they committed to that?
Yes.
Joe? Yeah, Chris.
I have an odd question, but I lived at the Luxor for 18 years, and I was on the safety committee. And at times, people would walk along the balcony, and they go, oh, there's a balcony down there, I can make it. And they jump over the balcony, and oh, well, there's a shoot rock, and they go right through. So the question was put up, well, let's put signs saying you can't jump off the balcony. Unfortunately, not everybody reads English. I don't know what you call the sign, but can you have signs that would depict something with a picture that would give the same verbiage by picture?
We'll have Vance work on that.
I think that's a Vance question.
I get lost. I can't even talk to them and tell them where to go.
Right.
Yeah, but you working for the town know what you've done in other places.
We've never done that.
No. Good idea.
It's difficult, I realize that.
And generally speaking, I'm not sure that those are the guys hauling four-wheelers up and throwing trash out.
They're not. So they're not getting stuck. We got to pull them out, though.
Yeah.
And
they're not the problem.
Okay.
This discussion has morphed into much larger. We need speed limit signs.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we need a sign that says limited sight distance, speed 25 miles an hour. We need a sign that says cattle or, you know.
Open range.
Yeah, open range, 25.
And I think that the county's very willing to make us those signs. So we'll have Vance, I'm sure, your input, because you travel those roads, where we ought to have what, talking with Vance, and we'll design them, we'll give them to the county, and I think they'll probably respond well.
I think that's a really good you know, I'm concerned about that as well. I think all of us are.
There's a liability.
And so, picking some specific points on what you want those signs to
be. I will do that. And then the only other issue we're dealing with, other than that speed thing, is the little teeny signs about by the pump. I ran into a guy, and he was going too fast, so I just kind of blocked the road, and I said, this is a private road, going, 25 miles an hour, please. He says, this is a county road. I said, no, it's a private road. And then he tells me, he says, if it is a private road, you guys can't set the speed limit. And I said, well, I don't know that for 100% sure, but you can. You can't be driving this fast because you can't see that far. And those are few and far between. We just need a couple more signs.
I ran into a man this year that told me, that basically I don't know why, but I was just a little thirsty. So you're a little thirsty that thinks you're important.
And he goes out in the mail.
He said, I can go on here. This is not your road. It's not your road. I would ask.
Yeah. So it all boils down to education, I think.
We love to get a license plate number or somebody's phone picture of that vehicle with a little comment. And, we'll try to follow up on those kind of things because...
So all of you heard that so it's incumbent upon all of us, just like for air traffic, safety, terrorism, we all have to be looking. And don't be shy about taking a picture of somebody's license plate and writing a description. And I've asked...
the only thing we would suggest to you is don't get in a fight with the people.
Yes.
Get us the information so that our charts...
We're not in enforcement. So don't get into a big argument and hot and heavy with that. That'll just get us in trouble. So Will, I think, where's Paul? Paul? Did we or did we not design or get you an incident report form?
We did.
Okay. So Paul has these incident report forms, and feel free to stop by and get some, or when you have something like that happen, that's what I've told everybody. We can't go on hearsay with the county. We need documentation. And they, you can see Dirk's point of view, they would like to help us on that. So let's use those, let's document everything. Keep your eyes open. I think we probably spent enough time on that. Does anybody else feel like there's a burning issue concerned with this point?
I'd like to see us continue with the MOU and go with the 50-year. That's the next step.
Yeah, I think we'll have to decide. How many would think that as that time approaches that we should have the whole ranch vote on that? Or is that because a lot of people don't understand it, or do we have those board members, or how do you feel? That's one question I have. How do you feel the best way to make that decision is for all of us? Is it a ranch vote? Is it a board decision? What do you think about that?
Ranch
vote. So a whole wide ranch vote.
Okay.
Right. But have the meeting of sorts, and if people are interested in asking questions or having things follow through, it shouldn't take long. But something that the ranch, all members...
And we have to give them the pros and cons. We have a list of their cons, although they seem to be obvious. Traffic, garbage, speeding, liability.
Sure.
When this was first done, it was done in an annual meeting by vote of the members. And so I think if you guys want to vote on it today or discuss it today, you know, you're probably going to get about as much feedback as you get in any other way. I think the ongoing management of issues and stuff need to be more routine with whoever your board member is assigned to that, to be working directly with the county. And also your ranch manager should feel like he can call at any time when he sees issues, or for that matter, anybody can call if there's some kind of an emergency or some activity that needs to be reported just by calling 911 and reporting. And I wouldn't hesitate for anybody to do that if they see activities that are suspicious or belligerent or whatever.
Hey, I want to just take a straw poll vote. All those that feel at this point in time, after you've heard everything we've talked about, how many of you are in favor of maintaining the MOU as we've been having? Just raise your hand. Roughly 15 or 17, maybe. 18. How many are opposed to it? One. All right. So in general, the feeling's good, and understanding the issue a little bit. All right. Let's see. How are we doing on time? So we have another 15 or 20 minutes. Yes?
Getting back to the roads, put up some of those neighborhood watch signs. That might help some of those people stay honest. Just so they're being watched.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. Thank you. Yes. That's a good. I'm glad you raised that question.
Little blue water jugs everywhere.
We have been in a little back and forth with them trying to clean their act up.
Have you seen them recently?
No.
You haven't seen
it
them.
It was early spring when I saw them. Yeah, and I know you said that's when I was they can't be on our property unless we're making money off them.
Yeah, we've made that.
Amen.
We've made that pretty clear.
Who are they?
Wingate.
They're troubled youth, and they go on therapy you know, they're isolated. They're back here. They're walking on the road. You see a bunch of kids on the road. There's one ahead of them. Don't pick him up or her up. But we had issues with them camping. They thought they their GPS, they were on BLM land. They waste all around the area.
On the middle of the road, in the middle of the
yes.
I'm going to see her from like 10 o'clock shift and come here. I'm coming at 1 o'clock, and they've been walking in the middle of the road. Almost got hit.
Yeah.
That's why we kind of sent them a nasty,
yes.
I think the board has decided that they'd like to invite them to the next meeting and have a discussion
yes.
in person.
So we told them in general, but we've asked for their leaders to come to one of our board meetings specifically for us to tell them the trouble and what for sure not to do and what they can do or not do and get assurances from them. So we're kind of sort of on it, pretty well on it.
Well, yeah, they were camping on private land over near Lot 74, and I approached their supervisor, and I go, you can't be here, and you can't build a fire. You got to be on BLM land. It's only another quarter mile that way. How do you care which tree you park under, but you're illegal right now? I said, go on Division of Forestry. And then he said, well, we don't have the right to go on Division of Forestry, only BLM. I said, well, you keep this out, you're not going to be on BLM or get a Frames Ranch. And the next day they were still there, and I had to tell them again.
You and John.
Me and John both wouldn't talk to them.
You know, what if one escapes and decides to...
One was lost, or they run away all the time. One was run away and was lost. And
they were looking for him with a helicopter.
Yeah.
Is
this a non-profit?
No.
It's a for-profit.
Yeah. That's doubly why they shouldn't be...
Exactly.
All right, any other burning issues?
Okay, but I've got some work to do. Is everything cool? If it's going to turn into a drunken brawl, I want to stop.
Brent, take off your clothes and go.
Oh, please, no.
Yes,
thank you.
We just want to give you a fair warning. If you ever drive up to Brent's place, he's given us all fair warning. He may or may not be dressed. Okay.
Scary.
He's a free
spirit.
Kind of bird, huh?
Spirit.
Yeah. Board? Fast board? Anybody feel? Okay, then. Or Dale, anything you want to talk about? All right, then. I think then we can take up. Yes?
I wasn't going to say anything, but. We really, Jeff and I, my husband, I remember sitting in a family council when I was 12, probably, deciding to do this for his marriage. Then when I got married, we lived away and kind of ignored it for 30 years. And now we're back. And in those 30 years, there's a lot of things that happened that we weren't aware of or didn't pay attention to, or I don't know why. And I love the newsletters that we're now getting quarterly or monthly.
Newsletters. We try to get them out quarterly. They're almost about a third of. Yeah.
Well, I just wonder if the newsletters, and they're monthly, it's fun to read what's happening at the ranch and all the excitement and the projects that are going on. But I'm wondering on the newsletter, I assume the newsletters are sent to every single member, if there were three action items or three decision items like the road thing, that
at least we could have a notification area of, hey, we're going to have to make this decision. How do you feel? Yeah.
On this quarter, what is your take on what's your answer to these problems?
I think that's good.
You know, Joanne, that's a great thing to say. Unfortunately, your husband put in the last newsletter about the RV dump, and not one person responded.
One person responded.
Concerning the forest and the burn up there, not one person said anything on the website that Vance put in. You can always try again, but unfortunately the feedback isn't what we want it to be.
Yeah, you're looking at the people that really care about it. So, we'll continue to do that. Maybe a little more organized section, so it stands out, maybe.
Yeah, that's what Jeff. We want Jeff to do that. We have plans for Jeff.
Okay, then we have another important meeting to come up with those that have been elected. I'll pass the baton at that meeting, and that group will elect their officers. And we'll send that probably out email-wise anyway. Or our next newsletter will announce it to the whole branch. So I would like to entertain a motion to adjourn our annual meeting until next September, approximately the same time, usually the second week in September.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
September.
September. Did I say October? September.
Second it, Larry.
Larry seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Very good.